Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Some of you are just as nerdy as I am when it comes to playoff scenario discussion. This from Jeffrey, who said, "You sure about that common opponent thing with Seattle? The way it would shake out if Washington split with the Giants, they'd both be 2-3. I'm assuming that they lose to the 49ers. If you think they're going to beat the 49ers in the rematch, then yeah, Seattle would have it. But the key really is are these Giant games more than anything else for not only Washington, but the Giants as well. All right. Joining us right now, he covers the Giants for NewJersey.com, NJ.com, and the Newark Star-Ledger, is Daryl Slater. Daryl, thanks so much for making time for me. You know, I think early in the season, as we all watch the Giants from afar, it's like they're winning these close games, they're coming from behind, and, you know, we didn't know if it was fool's gold or not. They've now lost three out of the last four. For those that haven't watched the Giants season, as they've gotten to, you know, where they are at 7-4, sum it up. What kind of football team are they?
Well, I mean, obviously a team that was pretty resilient early on in getting some of those wins. And you think about pretty epic comeback wins against the Packers in London and then the Ravens at home. And I think, you know, obviously a team that's won with opportunistic defense, not great defense. They've been really good in the red zone defensively. And then Saquon Barkley, who really has hit a little bit of a slump the past couple weeks, but has been obviously dynamic. And they've won by running the ball and haven't scored a lot of points, have won a bunch of low-scoring games. But, you know, Brian Daboll's message to his team early on talking about winning these fourth quarter games was, you know, let's get into the fourth quarter and take the opponent into the deep end and drown them, which is a little bit morbid, but yeah. That's how they viewed things. Stick around until the fourth quarter and let's see who, you know, which team is, you know, more resilient. So, but obviously still a very flawed roster and a rebuilding team, but pretty surprising that they've been able to accomplish what they have. We'll see if they can finish it off and make the playoffs.
I mean, after what seemed like, you know, multiple years of coaches and coaching changes, is there a confidence level that they've gotten it right this time?
I think so, yeah. I mean, they went with another Bill Belichick disciple and Brian Daboll, but he could not be more different than Joe Judge. You know, Joe Judge is very wound tight and obviously did not have even close to the track record of Brian Daboll in terms of, you know, neither guy had been a head coach, obviously. But, you know, Daboll, an offensive coordinator with a proven track record of working with a young quarterback in Josh Allen. And he's done some good things for Daniel Jones. And so, you know, we'll see where all that goes. It's not like Daniel Jones is a top, you know, five quarterback right now, but we'll see where all that goes just in the offseason. But certainly, I think they got it right with not only Brian Daboll, but Wink Martindale as well. And, yeah, I mean, their defense statistically has not been great, but they're missing pieces there, whether that's because of, you know, the ongoing rebuild or injuries, especially in their secondary. So I think Wink Martindale's done a pretty good job, all things considered.
Yeah, let's talk about the players that they might get back this week, because the truth is the Thanksgiving Day game was a competitive game. You know, the Giants were up 13-7. They had that 4th-and-1 in the third quarter in a one-point game that they didn't convert on, and that really kind of, you know, sort of opened up, you know, the floodgates for Dallas. But I, you know, that game was winnable, and there were a lot of missing pieces. What was missing against the Cowboys? What are you guys getting back for Sunday?
Well, yeah, I mean, the Giants were missing, you know, both of their starting cornerbacks, which is a huge issue. Fabian Moreau, who obviously folks down your way are familiar with, has been pressed into the number two cornerback role because of injuries. And so Xavier McKinney, well, he's out obviously too with an ATV hand injury that he suffered in an ATV accident. But Dory Jackson got hurt on punt return. He won't be back for another couple weeks at least. And so the Giants are looking at a situation now where they were in Dallas, where they were really strapped at cornerback. It looks like they'll get Xavier Moreau back this week, but they're still going to have to play, you know, one of Rodarius Williams, or Cordell Flott, or Nick McCloud at the other cornerback spot, which is not ideal. So that was an issue, and it could be an issue again this week. But in terms of their offensive line, they are getting a little bit healthier. They'll get their center, John Feliciano, back this week, which means they can be a little bit more flexible with what they do at left guard. Last week they had to put Nick Gates at center, which is fine, and he played well, but they had to play Jack Anderson at left guard. He's not a starter. Starter material, and so they're going to move Gates to left guard and have Feliciano at center, which should help against this Washington front, I think. So a couple key areas there where they were banged up, and looking like they're getting a little bit more healthy, but still with no McKinney, no Adoree Jackson, that could be an issue again.
At Daryl Slater on Twitter, Daryl covers the Giants for the Star Ledger and NJ.com. So are you guys feeling this like we are down here to a certain extent? I mean, this is surprising. Washington was 1-4, and now they've gone 6-1 over the last seven. I can't remember really, you know, a situation for Washington where they've had the Giants late in the season in massive games like the two that are upcoming. You guys have the Eagles in between in a long, long time. I know that the momentum isn't there like it was early in the season, but what's the vibe on the Giants, you know, up there right now?
No, I think certainly confident, but, you know, in terms of Giant fans, confident, but, you know, getting a little bit nervous now because the wiggle room is gone for this team. Now, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's been a while since Washington and the Giants were both good late in the season in the same year. So I think that this will be fun the next two of the next 3 weeks, and of course Washington with the bye in between. So the season really comes down to these two games for these two teams. So I think, you know, people are happy with, I think people are happy with what's happened obviously overall with the Giants this year. If they don't make the playoffs, I think people would still look at it after, you know, feeling bad for a week or so and think, you know, season's still a success, right? If they go 8-9, obviously that'll be a pretty big collapse, but the goalposts changed, you know, in terms of the season, in terms of the goals and what they were going to be when they started 6-1. And so that became, okay, it's going to be a playoff team. I don't think anyone, you know, any Giant fan looks at this and says, oh, this team has got a chance to win the Super Bowl. But they're enjoying it and riding it and enjoying the fact that they have meaningful December games. And let's see what comes of it. And if they don't make the playoffs and say they finish 8-9 or 9-8 and miss the playoffs, I think people look at it and say, you know, there's still a lot of good things to take away from this season. That's sort of where they're at.
Yeah. One of the reasons Washington's played well here over the last seven is, A, they've been outstanding defensively. But B, they have really run the football with an emphasis, like high ratio run to pass. And the Giants have given up some big yards here on the ground over the last 3 weeks to Dallas, Detroit, and even Houston. You know, I think Pierce had a decent day against the Giants. So do you see that being a matchup that Washington can exploit? Can they run the ball against the Giant defense Sunday?
Yes. I mean, everything points to yes. And then I mean, Wink Martindale even said, you know, in his midweek press conferences, he's typically very, optimistic and, you know, almost to like a blowing smoke level of optimism. But he, you know, very serious and somber. I don't know if that's the right word, but said, look, you know, the run defense statistically has not been good enough and we need to be better. And so he recognizes clearly that's a problem and is willing to, you know, publicly articulate that. And so that's where they're at. I mean, they need to figure out a way to stop the run better. And they don't really have any like long-term solutions at an inside linebacker. So they've been going with like Jalen Smith. They tried a few different things since releasing Blake Martinez, who wound up retiring. So that's been in flux. Obviously their defensive line is really good. And Dexter Lawrence has been excellent, right. But it's going to take more than just that in terms of the guys on the second level.
Are they getting Ojulari back this week?
TBD. He's still on injured reserve, so they designated him to return to practice, which is this week. He's had really a lost season for him with calf injuries going back to the end of August in a joint practice with the Jets when he got hurt. So it's still up in the air. I could see that going either way, but you know, this calf thing has really bugged him for, you know, the better part of 3 months now.
All right, two more for Daryl Slater. Number one is this. Where is, you know, the team right now on Daniel Jones and his future with the Giants?
I think they're still, you know, they're still taking a look of, like, wait and see here. Now, he's done some good things, and they have to look at it in terms of, you know, what do we do in terms of tagging Jones or tagging Saquon Barkley? And so you can only use one of the tags, either the transition tag or the franchise tag, on one player. So it's not like they could tag them both. And so Joe Sheen's going to, I think, look at this and say, relative to what else is available out there in the draft, now they're not going to build a draft high enough to get a quarterback. So it's almost out the window. What do you do with Daniel Jones? Could you keep him around on like a contract that doesn't give like a massively long and massively large financial commitment? I think that's certainly possible because he's been good, but not great. And whatever he's going to get is all relative to whatever anyone is willing to pay him. So, but they do have the availability, you know, the possibility of using the transition tag or the franchise tag. And they like what he's done so far. And that's, you know, I think that's reasonable. I think he's done a pretty good job. He's limited turnovers for the most part. I don't think he's, you know, he's never going to necessarily be an elite quarterback, but he's a guy that if all the other pieces are in place, you can win with. And now they obviously need to get some receivers. Their receiver situation is a mess. So we'll see if Odell Beckham's one of those guys. I don't know. Maybe Dallas more likely. So, yeah, that's sort of, I think, where they're at. They, you know, they have, what, six games left here, and they're going to let it play out.
That's that. You just started to answer the next question. You know, yeah. OBJ, I think, starts his tour of teams today in, you know, in East Rutherford with the Giants. What are the chances that he returns to New York?
I think it's still more likely that he goes to Dallas because the Cowboys are in a situation where their roster is more set than the Giants, and Jerry Jones can do something like offer Odell Beckham more money than he's worth at this point, right? So the Giants are in a situation where Joe Shane has multiple roster holes to fill. They can't just think about this playoff push. It's not just about this for the Giants. If Odell Beckham's – if it's a situation where he's going to get money beyond this year and not just, you know, paid for the rest of this year, then – Joe Shane has to look at it and say, you know, how much money am I committing to this guy for 2023 when he's going to be 31 years old or he'll turn 31 years old next season? And is it worth it in terms relative to what else I have to do with filling other roster holes? And Jerry Jones doesn't have as many roster holes, you know, and he's what? I mean, 80 years old and he wants to win a Super Bowl now. And so for him, it might be worth saying, hey, let's push it all in. The chips all into the middle of the table here with this guy and come what may next season, maybe it doesn't work out, but you know, who cares if they win the Super Bowl, who cares? I mean, it's like, so that's maybe how he's looking at it. Sort of similar to what, you know, like the Rams obviously last year, not that they made a huge commitment to him beyond that year. But, so that's where they're at. I don't think he winds up with the Giants. An intriguing storyline. I think he could help them, but they might get priced out by the Cowboys.
Daryl, thanks so much. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the next few weeks. You know, the NFC East hasn't been this good top to bottom in a long time, so it should be a great December.
Should be fun. Thanks for having me.
Yep, Daryl Slater from NJ.com and the Newark Star Ledger. So tonight, Denton, Thursday Night Football, a big one in the AFC East, which has all winning teams as well. And the Patriots at 6-5 go up against Buffalo. Both of those teams played a week ago today on Thanksgiving. Buffalo barely surviving Detroit. New England losing to Minnesota. This is a big game, like, for the Patriots playoff hopes. They have the Bills twice. They still have another game with the Dolphins. This is a big game in the AFC East in general. You'll have a lot of, you know, Miami fans really rooting for New England tonight. The line in the game is 3.5. Buffalo's a 3.5-point favorite. There's a ton of sharp money on New England tonight, plus the points. I'm going to stay off the game. Public's riding Buffalo. There's a little bit of sharp action on New England, but it's not overwhelming enough for me to jump on it. But I might personally play New England plus the points, and I like the under as well a little bit tonight, which is 43.5. What do you like?
I think I'm going to go the over as well.
Oh, I like the under.
Oh, you like the under? I'm gonna go the over. I think Buffalo needs to kind of prove something. So yeah. I think we're gonna see a lot of. Can I bet the over on Josh Allen pass attempts? I think he's gonna throw the ball a ton.
Mac Jones threw for 382 last Thursday night. If they can move the football by throwing it against Buffalo, which is going to be a totally different test than Minnesota's defense, I think New England's got a shot to win the game.
What's the weather there tonight? Do you know?
Is I think crazy? It's okay. I think it's just cold. But I don't think there's any weather problem. In fact, for the weekend, it doesn't look like many weather issues for any of the football games as of now. Sunday in the Meadowlands, 44 and sunny. Doesn't get much better than that in December. All right. Thanks to Daryl Slater, who joined us. Thanks to Gary Williams. Thanks to Nick Ackridge. Thanks to all of you who called. Thanks to Denton. Back tomorrow, big Football Friday, previewing Washington, the Giants. We may do a little bit of U.S.-Netherlands talk as well. Very little, but we may do some of that on tomorrow's show as well. Have a great day. Pete and Chris are up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.